Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Love can be the most wonderful, heart-opening, and nourishing wonder that gives the touch of magic to our experience called life. Love, however, can also be the most devastating and challenging obstacle that can break your heart into a thousand pieces. One of the reasons why it is so hard is that love is often mistaken for a dependency or can even be an addiction. Learning love is like any other discipline. If you want to be good at it, you have to master it. And that is what you learn in this show. Welcome to Addicted to Love.
Welcome back to Addicted to Love. Aaliyah Ava here. And finally, I'm coming to you with the promised episode called 30 Days No Contact Survival Guide. If you're anything like me, you possibly have or have had in the past this one person in your life that you've been on and off with for a while. You're in the middle of the co-addicted tango that I talked about in my last episode. Something within you knows that even if you're having a hard time letting go of that person, this relationship is not going anywhere and it's not really making you feel good. But as I just said, you also can't quite let go of it. Maybe you have tried to break up with them, but at some point you have given in again because the symptoms of withdrawal can be brutal. I know how you feel because I have been there and I know how difficult it is to let go of someone you feel hooked on. But for me, when the suffering got too much, I became aware that a part within me really wants to let go and create space for true love to come in. First, I have tried to tell myself that I can stay friends. Then we got together again. But he or I broke it off again, and not just once. So relapse is part of the process for sure. But at some point, I started to feel more and more ready to let go of something that did not serve me. I just didn't know how to do it yet. Through the relapses, I came to realize that no matter what I'm telling myself, there is no in-between when it comes to letting go of a person you've been co-addicted with. You have to go no contact at some point if you want to get the necessary perspective, heal, and avoid the endless on-off relationship cycle, especially if you no longer want to be at their mercy when it comes to their unreliable way of loving you. And only through detoxing that person from your life, you will get a fair chance of claiming back your sovereignty, your dignity, collect the lost pieces of your life, and remember that you can live without this person. Wanting to step out of a co-addicted relationship is one great reason to go no contact. But maybe that is not your situation. You might be facing no contact, not because you chose it, but because you are the one who has been broken up with. Perhaps you have been ghosted and your partner or date has gone incognito, and it feels as if they want nothing to do with you anymore, triggering all your pain of rejection and abandonment. So whatever your circumstances, you either want to or have to get over someone. And while doing so, you might be faced with an overwhelming sensation. Just the vibe of the words no contact can make you feel anxious and hopeless. And that's why I created the 30 Days No Contact Survival Guide, to help you move through no contact gracefully. But more on that later. First, I want to be really clear what no contact actually means. During no contact, you have zero contact with the person you're going no contact with, whether voluntarily or involuntarily. That means no texts, no calls, no social media messages, no stalking, no accidental run-ins, no responding when being contacted, no going to places you think he or she might be, and also not checking in through friends how he or she might be doing. None of that. Nothing. Zero. Sounds scary, right? The sudden absence of that person will most likely kick you into the unpleasant stage of withdrawal. You'll feel that after any breakup of a significant attachment. Sometimes you can even feel that if you've been dating someone just for one time. With the absence of your person, the feel-good hormones and pleasure chemicals in your brain will be pretty much absent, and you might start craving them like a drug. It can also trigger very profound, unresolved childhood wounding in you. Wounding around rejection and abandonment, the fear of not being loved anymore. All of a sudden, it is not just about missing that one person, but a much deeper fear for survival kicking in. I remember saying to myself in despair, okay, this is me sitting in my bed somewhere in the morning at 4 o'clock, totally desperate, saying out loud, "Who is gonna love me now?" That was when my person dropped me like a hot potato going silent on me. The discomfort of withdrawal is what makes people give in again. And you got to be prepared for that. And I am here to help you, of course, with that. Because withdrawal can be so brutal that you will start doing the exact opposite of what you actually wanted to do. Or do crazy things like stalking them. You know, I've been that person. You might experience intrusive or obsessive thoughts, confusion, irritability, or depression. You can also have more physical symptoms such like fatigue, loss of appetite, or you can't sleep at all. I know what it feels like to let go of someone you once have been involved with or even loved so deeply. For years, I accepted breadcrumbs before I was able to leave a dysfunctional co-addicted relationship. I also convinced myself for way too long that one can remain friends or try again. But honestly, that was only me trying to regulate the pain and the loneliness that I just wasn't willing or able to feel. Truth is, nothing has been more expansive on an emotional and spiritual level than letting go of love that didn't give me what my heart so deeply desired and deserved, by the way. And having had the courage to do so brought me literally everything. An epic man, a thriving business, a true lasting self-esteem, and all the most valuable lessons that I have learned from going no contact is what I want to share with you to make it a tad easier for you. I know how it feels to be ghosted by someone you think is the one. The heartbreak, the loneliness, it can just feel excruciating. For me, it was a real dark night of the soul moment, you know. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't focus. I was constantly hoping that he'd show up, and I felt incapable of feeling anything other than being a complete failure. Withdrawal from that person, from being physically close to him, from knowing that I'll see him again soon, from making love or getting his sweet kisses all over my neck, it was brutal. I was convinced that in the end, love does simply not exist for me, and life proved it yet another time. But in that moment, I made an important decision. I said to myself, "Aliyah, enough is enough." I wanted to never feel like that ever again, and I was ready and committed to do whatever it took to move forward in my life. I was ready to take full responsibility and even endure no contact to free myself for good, because I knew that on and off is not getting me anywhere close to what I truly wanted. I took a closer look at what my relationships are usually like, what role I played in them, and what usually led to the failure of it. I went on a deep spiritual journey, and slowly but steadily, I rediscovered myself and rebuilt various aspects of my life to the point where I burned all my limiting beliefs around love and relationships, and finally manifested the kindest, most passionate, and caring man I've ever met. He literally is me in a male body, so full of love. But the best part of it all, I wasn't looking for the one anymore. I was ready to let it all go. And in the process of my healing, I became the one, falling madly in love with myself. I no longer chased after love and started to say no to anything that does not represent the highest version of the relationship that I wanted. I reclaimed my boundaries and set standards that became a minimum requirement for how people really, or the world, gets to treat me. And I felt more empowered and in integrity than ever before. My business became my love affair. And since then, I have helped thousands of people overcoming or working on co-addicted relationships. And I know from the work with my one-on-one clients that they too have turned their loneliness and relationship anxiety into epic love, marriage, and even kids. So let me ask you this. Are you ready and willing to invest your energy, your time, and your full commitment to heal and grow like never before? Because then I have just the right thing for you. I want you to just imagine for a moment. You're crystal clear on who you want to be in a relationship. You have grieved the painful loss that comes with breakup and feel empowered and confident instead of anxious and insecure. You have deepened the relationship with yourself. You no longer attract emotionally unavailable half-in partners. You have clearer boundaries than ever before. You know your needs and no longer feel ashamed for having them. You have realistic expectations on what a healthy relationship really feels like. And you're ready to call in romance into your life from a place of fullness, of worthiness, clarity, and excitement. Then that is what my guide will do for you. Going no contact is a commitment to self-love. If you download the 30 Days No Contact Survival Guide, here's what you get. For the next 30 days, you have me in your corner. You get a 75 pages workbook with daily exercises to keep you on track. In week one, we will live the veil and step out of denial. Week two is all about self-reflection. Week three is dedicated to self-care, self-love, and respect, where you'd rediscover your sense of worthiness. And then in week four, you'll come back to life and rise like a phoenix from the ashes of your old self. And next to that workbook, you'll also be able to join a supportive Facebook group, and you'll get online life Q&A sessions and coaching with myself. It is the next best thing to working with me personally. Usually when people work with me, it doesn't take long until they manifest epic love too. And I'm here to tell you that you can too. But it really takes commitment, you know. These things won't magically happen. They happen because you invest in yourself and do whatever it takes to heal your wounds, to stop repeating old patterns, and ultimately attract what your heart truly desires. And my team and I will be here for you throughout every step. We believe in you, and we know that love heals everything. If you want to go and check out the guide, you can do that at theroyalpath.com/explore/30daysnocontactsurvivalguide. You will find all information on our page so you can make an informed decision. Because if you buy this course, I want you to buy it because it resonates with your soul. I look forward to seeing you burn everything that no longer serves you and rise like a phoenix. See you on the inside. Have a great day. Bye.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aaliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com to subscribe and get your free copy of Aaliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.